So this is kind of Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month / Women's History Month themed trivia. So that's what we're going to do here. The first question, this 1972 documentary about this particular place really shed a light on the horrors of institutionalizing people with disabilities. James, was it Meadowbrook, Willowbrook, or Babbling Brook?
Okay. I'm going to go with answer A, because that is the one that sounds the most familiar to me. I'm not confident on this one, so I don't feel good about it, but I will go with choice A, please.
You are wrong, my friend. It was actually Willowbrook.
Willowbrook, darn. I knew it wasn't Babbling Brook. That one I figured out, but... Yeah. But no, I guess I now have a documentary that I need to look into.
Yes, Willowbrook. You can find it. It's on YouTube.
Okay, that's good to know. See, getting questions wrong, but still learning. I think I think there's a metaphor for life in that somewhere.
Right. I mean, we did that in school. That's how we met.
Yeah, we got a lot of things wrong in school.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it's starting to sound like our dating history. We got a lot of things wrong.
Well, you said it, not me.
It's okay. My exes don't listen to anything I do. I can make these jokes.
Right, right. Well, I don't know if any of mine do, and at this point, I really don't care because I certainly finally got it right, and you got it right, so
yeah,
who cares?
We're both living the dream now. So.
Question number two. She is the mother of the disability rights movement who died 1 year ago. Is it Judy Heumann, Judy Shimlin, or Judy Hill?
I really feel like I did not learn anything in school hearing these questions. I'm like, why does none of this sound familiar to me?
Well, the reason, I'll tell you why. Because disability history is not taught in schools and it needs to be.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you because I feel like this is something I should know. And I feel like I remember you posting about this, but I don't know the name. I am going to go with choice C. I'm going to go Judy Hill, I believe, was that choice. Am I correct?
Well, you were correct that it was choice C and Julie Hill is the name, but you were actually wrong.
But I was wrong. Okay.
Yes.
And who was it?
It was Judy Heumann.
Judy Heumann. Okay.
Right. And you know who
I got homework after this.
Right, right. Well, you know who Judy Shimlin is, right?
That one sounds familiar. Is she an actress?
That's Judge Judy.
That's Judge Judy.
Yeah, oh, Judith Shimlin. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I did not meet her, but my college roommate did because she did the commencement for UAlbany in 2012, and he was in the Earth Tones, and he says that she's a lot shorter than she looks on TV. She's a shorter person.
Okay. Well. I never thought to look.
Yeah. Yeah. So you would have just been able to tell just from talking to her, the sound would have been coming from a lower point in the, she's short. That's all I'm trying to say. I gave up on the analogy. It's not working.
I had to do that to you.
How do you keep inviting me back to this? I'm just coming here to answer questions wrong and humble myself.
Because that's why I invite you back.
I swear, I was smart 20 minutes ago before we started recording, I swear.
That's at best debatable.
Oh.
All right, the third question here. This Illinois senator became disabled when she was fighting in the Iraq War. Is it Tammy Duckworth, Tammy Jones, or Tammy Wynette?
That is A, Tammy Duckworth.
You got it.
Yes, I knew one. The second you said the name, I was like, I know it's her. I know it's her. I know this. I could not have told you Illinois. You know, that was new information for me, but I knew the name. So it's a question, right? We're taking it.
There you go.
As someone we know once said, we're taking the points.
A high school gym class reference. We're taking the points.
Yep. We're taking the points.
That's what you do on the Trivia Tuesday here on the Blaze Nexus podcast. You take the points.
Yeah, you take the points.
I got to work that in more often now.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm glad I could contribute something, because it's definitely not my question answering that I'm contributing with.
Yeah, well, you got one right at the end.
Well, I will say, in my defense, I usually do a lot of trivia at breweries, so I'm not used to doing my trivia 100% sober. So this is quite the accomplishment for me.
I mean, we texted about this earlier in the week, so you could have, if you wanted to, you had time to slam down a couple of beers to more simulate it.
You know, I could have. That's what I should do next time. I should make sure that I've at least had an IPA or something, you know, just a little bit to take the edge off to answer the questions. I mean, also, how usually my wife is my trivia partner, so usually she could be like, James, that's a dumb answer, and choose something else.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's called teamwork.
Right on. Well, James, as always, it's a pleasure, and you've got some upcoming shows down in the city and on Long Island and up in the North Country. You can go learn about those and buy a ticket. Follow this dude on social media. He works really hard in addition to his day job, because let's face it, being funny, especially for him, is really difficult. JamesKingComedy.com. Again, that's JamesKingComedy.com. You're on what? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff at
Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. I'm everywhere at James King Comedy. I'm going to be at a show in Huntington, New York. And then this Friday, I'm going to be in New York City at the Producers Club. And then I will be in Plattsburgh coming up in April. And that's on April 13th. We're doing two shows at Old Soul, which is a nice restaurant, or not restaurant, excuse me, a nice bar up there. There's restaurants on that main street. But yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful bar with lots of craft beers. So definitely, you know, fun to come out and have a drink and have a laugh. So,
and you're an Old Soul. So once those two shows are done, you're just going to go to bed and sleep for 12 hours until you got to get the train to go back to the city. So,
yeah, I know. I'm sleeping 6 hours on that train ride. The part of comedy they don't tell you about is how I got to travel for all these things. It's easy to write jokes and tell them. It's hard to travel and book things.
Right, but do you ever get material just watching people while you're traveling on the train or whatnot?
I do sometimes. I have a joke, honestly, from when I lived in Albany and I overheard someone at the bus stop say the most wild sentence I've ever heard. But it's definitely not a podcast friendly. So if you want to hear some of those jokes, you might want to come see me live.
All right, well, let's just stop promoting you before your head gets too big. And James, as always, this is a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm always a fan of all the things that you're doing. And also, if you're listening to me plug myself, also follow Blaze. He's doing so many different things, and you know, all of the shows that he does, follow his baseball podcast, follow this podcast. You know, he puts a lot of work into the stuff that he does, and I don't think he always gets the credit for what he does. So definitely, you know, support him as well.
All right, I'm getting t-shirts made, and you'll be one of the first to get one. So I appreciate that, bro. Thanks.
Yes, of course, of course. I can't just sit here and plug myself the whole time. I gotta plug you too, dude.
Right on, brother. Well, thanks a million as always.
Yes, thank you for having me.